Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Investment fraud does occur. What may appear as a well-reasoned plan for the future could be a disguise to lure away your money. Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana President and CEO Joanne Deal hosts a presentation coming up tomorrow night titled Tricks of the Trade, Outsmarting Investment Fraud. In fact, kind of a dinner and a movie. She joins me in studio to share about the program. Joanne, good to see you.
Thank you. It's National Consumer Protection Week, and we're glad to be here.
I was just going to say, why the attention to this topic and why now? So tell us more about the week.
The Federal Trade Commission designates the first week in March each year as National Consumer Protection Week. And so the Better Business Bureau, our foundation, and the National Foundation at CBBB has partnered with FINRA's National Foundation. FINRA is the Financial Institution Regulatory Authority, and they have this excellent program that we're bringing to the ULM campus. We're going to be hosted in the ULM School of Construction Management lobby. We're going to have dinner and a movie, really. We're going to feed the first 45 participants at 5 o'clock in the lobby. If you're not interested in barbecue, you can come at 5:30. The movie will start promptly then.
We're talking about investment fraud. Now, what is the trend of these cases, and what are we seeing in our area?
In our area, it's masked as a small investment, sometimes $100 or $200, but then they want continuing payments. So investment fraud can be small, and it can be disguised as an investment in a business, an investment in an opportunity, an investment in an auction. It can be disguised in many ways. So the point is, large and small sums of money are lost every year, billions of dollars, increments that are hard to recover. The idea is everyone needs to learn to ask and check. And so in our seminar, we'll be teaching about persuasion tactics that people use, what makes you make a bad decision, and then what you should do if you are asked to make an investment. So we'll be teaching ask and check.
Seems like online auctions, that's something that's on the increase, obviously.
Yes, it's exciting. It's a form of gambling, basically. And in online auctions, there is that opportunity because it's advertised as a penny auction, for example. You're thinking you're going to get something for nothing. According to the Federal Trade Commission's alert on this type of activity, they call it nothing for something. Quite often you pay in advance or by bids. You pay before you actually can cast your bid. And you're, of course, bidding against a computer quite often.
You mentioned the video will be sharing some stories that will also be talking about making some steps before making an investment decision. Can you share a little bit more on that?
Yes. Again, ask and check is all about asking if the firm is registered with FINRA, asking if the person you're talking to is registered with the SEC, and are you registered with the state regulator and which one, and is the investment itself registered with the SEC or your state securities regulator. And then, of course, you can check by going to the website called saveandinvest.org. And, of course, there's a free number, a toll-free number, 888-295-7422. That's 888-295-7422. If you don't know how to check, just dial that number or go to that website.
What would you consider to be like the best defense to protect against becoming a victim of investment fraud?
Well, this video has an excellent program, a script that you can plan. Pat Cashman does a parody on how to say no on the phone. Basically, if you ask these questions, a scammer will hang up within 2 to 5 seconds. So we teach you how to say no, we teach you how to ask questions, and we teach you the anatomy of the persuasion tactics. They're really pretty simple, and Pat Cashman also does a great parody. This is two parodies for one in this movie on the Smart Shopping Network.
In other words, instead of you hanging up on the person on the phone, they actually will hang up.
So if you ask the right questions, they will hang up and save you the trouble.
How can someone who's been hit by fraud recover the losses, and how often is that the case that they are be able to recoup some of that money?
This initiative, in addition to the training, is designed to get people to report losses, no matter how small. A recent case that the SEC is paying on covered five states, and it's a married couple that seemed very respectable. And they swindled millions of dollars from a large number of seniors across several states. And the SEC is in the process of recovering the money. But you must report it. You must not be one of those people that's intimidated or embarrassed about making a bad decision. Through reporting, we get the information we need to help other people from making the same mistakes.
Sometimes it is, like you say, an unfortunate bad decision. Other times people targeted, and it's almost a sense of wanting some type of justice. Talking about cases of identity theft when something is taken in that way, what are some reminders about that?
The Federal Trade Commission is the source for all information about identity theft, and they are the ultimate judge. So it's very important that you are looking for red flags. If your credit report has charges on it that you're not familiar with, chances are somebody used your name, date of birth, or Social Security number to open an account. If you order your credit reports and check them, again, this is a way to see if your identity has been used without your permission. And then, of course, you need to create information. You need to create a plan where you check for your identity issues every year. The annualcreditreport.com website is available to you. You can get credit reports from each of the three major credit report bureaus once a year, so you can order them all at once, but we recommend you get one every 4 months so that you can have a constant information, ongoing information.
Dinner and Movie, the presentation about investment fraud, coming up tomorrow evening at the ULM School of Construction in the construction building there. Joanne, if someone would like to find out more, what is the phone number they can call?
387-4600. That's 387-4600, the BBB of Northeast Louisiana.
Joanne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.